Send a letter to Sandra Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, address 456 Foster Lane, Belvedere, Tennessee, 37306. Dear Ms. Reynolds, your recent blood work reveals elevated cholesterol, period. Your LDL is 162, and this should preferably be less than 130, period. Please make an appointment to see me so that we can discuss treatment. Sincerely. Letter to Jean White, W-H-I-T-E, address 1248 Rutledge, R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E, Ford Road, Deckard, Tennessee, 37324. Dear Ms. White, your recent blood work reveals that you are iron deficient, period. Please finish your stool studies on your blood work given to you during your physical, and make an appointment to see me so that way we may discuss your anemia. Sincerely, Bobby Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, date of birth 2/16/1934. She comes today for her 3-month follow-up. She's doing well. She has no new problems. She's tolerating all of her medicines well. Yesterday, blood pressure 140 over 88, pulse 6297.6, weight 167 pounds, general. She's in no distress. Heart sounds regular rate, though she does have a 3 out of 6 diastolic murmur. Best heard at the right and left upper sternal borders. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft. She's wearing a left lower extremity boot from recent calcaneal fracture. Last blood work revealed normal blood count, calcium 11, glucose 126, cholesterol within normal limits, thyroid within normal limits. Assessment, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis. She appears to be stable today. Plan, continue current medications, check CMP today, refill medications, and follow up. Insert ed interview statement. Kimberly Hasty, H-A-S-T-Y, date of birth 4/15/1973. She comes today for her annual exam. She has been noticing palpitations when she lays down at night to sleep, denies any chest discomfort, shortness of breath, dizziness, lightheadedness associated with it. Additionally, she has some pain in her right shoulder, which has been ongoing for quite a while after she began to tote her computer and books. She otherwise has no problems today. Past medical history, seasonal allergic rhinitis, surgical history, cesarean section, sinus surgery for deviated symptom, medications, NuvaRing, Flonase, Zyrtec, allergies, known and drug allergies, family history, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, social history. She's married. She does not smoke. She drinks 1 glass of wine per month. She does not exercise. Review of systems. 132-point review is obtained on chart. Physical blood pressure 110 over 78. Pulse 77. Temp 98.1. Weight 161. Height 5'5". General appearance same. H-E-E-N-T. Same skin. Same breast. Same chest. And gland, same cardiovascular, same abdomen, same rectal and genitalia, deferred to gynecologist, musculoskeletal, same extremities. She has some tenderness on internal rotation of her shoulder, no obvious deformities or swollen joints, neurologic, same EKG. Reveals a sinus rhythm with a rate of 77, one premature ventricular complex, otherwise negative assessment. Number one, palpitations. Number two, shoulder pain plan. Ultrasound of her heart, x-ray of her right shoulder. Check appropriate blood work and follow up next. Billy Henshaw, H-E-N-S-H-A-W, date of birth 6/17/1930. His blood pressure is back to normal. He's been off of the Isradil and gabapentin. He still has a little pain of his right knee. Otherwise, he states he feels better. Inserted blood pressure 134 over 72, pulse 64, temp 98.1, weight 154 pounds. General, no distress, heart sounds real, lungs clear. His right knee is still slightly warm to touch, but he has a good range of motion. Assessment, recent hypotension, which is currently resolved, plan. Continue same medications. Follow up in 3 months with Dr. Stensby. Prior, he'll check a CBC and a CMP. Problem list on Bill Henshaw. Scratch that. Alex, S-Q-E-S-K-E-W, date of birth 4/15/1977. Subjective, it's a new patient, comes today. Doing well, has no problems other than sore throat and pain in his ear. It's been ongoing for 3 to 4 days now. He had some subjective fevers and chills a few days ago. Past medical history, none. Surgical history, none. Medications, none. Allergies, none, and drug allergies. Family history, kidney cancer, diabetes, hypertension, breast cancer, social history. He's single. He does smoke 15 cigarettes per day. He drinks 3 times per week. He does not exercise. Review of systems, 132-point reviews obtained. And on chart physical, blood pressure 134 over 92, pulse 60, temp 96.7, weight 173 pounds. General appearance, appears well and no distress. AGNT. Tympanic membranes are intact. Throat, his right tonsil is erythematous with pustular exudate. No cervical or supraclavicular lymphadenopathy. Heart sounds are regular. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. He has no peripheral edema. Assessment. Appears to have strep pharyngitis plan. Amoxicillin, 3 times a day for 10 days. Culture throat. Next number also discussed at length regarding his blood pressure. He has not had any problems with his blood pressure in the future, asking to avoid salt, anti-inflammatories. His blood pressure has remained over 130 over 80. This needs to be treated. Next number, he is due for a tetanus vaccination today. Sort of problem list on Alex, S-Q-E-S-K-E-W, date of birth 4/15/1977. Problem list number one. Pre-hypertension, surgical history, none. Medications, none. Allergies, none. And drug allergies. Thank you. Next, Roger Nunley, N-U-N-L-E-Y, date of birth 4/26/1941. He comes today with his blood sugars. He's doing well, tolerating the metformin. He states he does have a little bit of bloating, but no diarrhea. He is substituting a lot of his sugars with sugar substitutes. Insert A, blood pressure 134 over 70, pulse 70, temp 97.7, weight 195 pounds, height 5'10", BMI is 28. General, he's in no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Assessment. Approved diabetes, his sugars are well controlled. Plan, continue current medications, stressed continuation of diet and exercise, and follow up in 6 months. Insert ed review statement. Letter to Casey Bolin, B-O-L-I-N, address 106 Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Court. Scratch that. Address is 380 Woods Edge Road, Winchester, Tennessee, 37398. Dear Ms. Bolin, your recent blood work reveals improved cholesterol period. Your LDL is 120, which should be less than 130. Additionally, your total cholesterol is 200, and your HDL is 57. Period. Your thyroid is also within normal limits, period. I am still awaiting your ferritin. Sincerely. Do Doris Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R, date of birth 9/3/1921, subject if she comes today. She has no new problems, she feels well, she said she's had a very good winter. Intraday, blood pressure 106 over 64, pulse 72, temp 97.7, weight 163 pounds, general, she's in no distress, heart tones regular, lungs clear, abdomen soft. Assessment, she's doing well, plan, discontinue hydrochlorothiazide, follow up in 3 months for her physical exam. Insert at interview statement. Jane Earls, E-A-R-L-S, date of birth 1/17/1964. She comes today. She's had fevers, chills, headache. Recently was treated for strep throat. Intraday blood pressure 118 over 70, pulse 74, temp 993, weight 136 pounds, general. She appears fatigued. Heart pumps regular, lungs clear, tympanic membranes are intact, throat is mildly erythematous assessment, flu-like illness plan, Tamiflu Z-Pak. Follow up. Carol Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R, date of birth 12/17/1966, subject if she comes back for results of her ultrasound period. Her mammogram has not been read yet. Period additionally, she still has a lymph node underneath her right jaw. She's completed 2 rounds of antibiotics with no subjective improvement. Intraday blood pressure 116 over 78, pulse 72, 972, weight 189 pounds. General, she's in no distress. She does have a less than half a centimeter mobile rubbery lymph node underneath her right mandible. Heart sounds are regular, lungs are clear. Paragraph, ultrasound of bilateral breast revealed a sebaceous cyst in the 9 o'clock position of the left breast, as well as multiple bilateral breast cysts with no solid masses or suspicious findings for malignancy. Assessment number 1, right submandibular lymphadenopathy. Number 2, sebaceous cyst of the left breast and multiple bilateral breast cysts. Plain number 1, ultrasound, right jaw. Number 2, patient would like referral to Dr. Greer for surgical excision of the sebaceous cyst, as well as evaluation of the cysts found on her mammogram. Insert at interview statement.